Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. Please like, comment, follow, and subscribe for free and download for free. That way you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. My guests today are Apostle Dwayne and Lady Antoinette McCoy. They are filmmakers out of Phoenix, Arizona. They are the owners of Legend Studios. That's L-E-G-I-N-D Studios. And they're here to talk about their latest film, New World Order, Dark Prince, and being indie filmmakers and what they got coming next with another film to follow that and more. So welcome. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Excited. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the New World Order, Dark Prince, in terms of what's the synopsis of it, the storyline, your actors, because you gave us a really quick overview of putting it together. Now, what's it about? Okay. Who's in it?
Okay. Well, who's in it? Actually, we have the actor's name is John Burdell. He's the star. He's done a lot of things with Lifetime and a lot of things in Hollywood. We have a cast of all professional people. So John plays the role of Stephen Wright. So the movie really is about, the theme of the movie, the underlying theme is all about forgiveness, about moving on. Because the protagonist obviously suffered a loss in his life that he blames God for. And so that poisoned his marriage, poisoned his life, period. And so as we go through the narrative, the story, which is about the Antichrist, right? You know, and how he comes along and you know, how the world goes into this New World Order state, you know, and how the protagonist and his daughter, which relationship was very, very bad, you know, and the wife, okay, the wife is caught up into heaven. And then by act two, you got Stephen and his daughter, you know what I'm saying, left behind. And now they got to deal with this New World Order.
Yeah.
At the same time, Stephen still is struggling with, releasing, you know, that pain to God and basically just not open to God, which eventually his arc, you know, is in the stories that he finds the Lord. He finally surrenders to the Lord and gives his life to Christ. You know what I'm saying? And then he becomes the leader of the underground militia of people who are fighting against the New World Order. So that's the synopsis, you know what I'm saying, pretty much. But the way the story goes, you know what I'm saying, to me, a good story, it has a theme to it that is not as hidden, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, where it's like, it may be about the plot and theme are different, you know what I'm saying? So you got a plot, right? The plot is all about how the Antichrist comes and he takes over the world, basically the plot, and how the under militia, you know, fights against that. But the theme is all about forgiveness and receiving Christ and how God can heal your heart and there's no pain that God can't take away. That's the theme of it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So how were you able to get this cast together of these very talented actors? And then you also said that with the music, you had a full orchestra and pulling this whole thing together. I know it was difficult.
I'll answer the music part. I'll let my wife talk about the cast.
The cast, yeah. Well, I would cast and find the talent because, you know, I know the story, you know, so I know what we was looking for when it came down to cast and his orchestra, you know, hearing the music. I knew that we can get musicians to come in and play those crucial parts for the score of the film. But I pretty much found the talent. I just, you know, went online and I was able to find the talents at some of the Hollywood casting sites, you know, for the talents. I never did open casting call. I think I tried that a little bit one time with the first movie, but you get so many people that doesn't really invest in their craft, you know, and you have to sift through all of that. Yeah, it could be, overwhelming, time consuming, you know, and you got all these emails and everything you got to go through. So, you know, I got hooked on Phoenix real quick with that. You know, I just, that. Like, it just was too many emails, you know? And so the board just showed me the sites and stuff where to actually go. Well, we already knew John Burdell too, because we cast him for a movie we started in 2013, and we was filming in Hollywood during that time. And so we had to hold off on that film because it was just too much to pay for the filming over there in LA. It just became.
Right. So that's why all these folks leave LA, right? They go and film in other sites all across the country.
No, it's just crazy. I mean, I can understand you got to pay for your studios and stuff. It's those little things like you can't park on this side of the street. You can only park on this side of the street from like 8 to 12, and then you got to move your car to park on this side of the street. Like, it was just like those little things was just too much, and parking.
As well as what you said, the incentives just diminished, and that means a lot of productions leave, and that it's a shame.
That's true.
Where it is today, it's a shame. Maybe it'll change, hopefully.
Hopefully. Not, but,
you know. Because they're losing a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people done moved now to like New Orleans and Atlanta, and finding a lot of other new locations.
Atlanta's the new Hollywood, basically.
So the casting was, you know, it just went that way. You know, once the Lord told me where to go for the actual Hollywood talent, that are the talent that we picked are not strictly SAG. You know, they're FICOR. Union for Hollywood actors, which allow them to do SAG projects and indie projects.
What's the name again, Antoinette? Because I never heard of that one.
FICOR.
Heard of that one.
Well, FICOR is like they're like a branch where it allows the actors to do non-SAG projects. Our project was SAG. You know what I mean? So it was independent of SAG, independent of the union.
Yeah.
But they are themselves union actors, but because of the FICOR addendum to their setup or hookup, whatever you want to call it, you know, it allows them to do indie projects that are not SAG.
Yeah, they're not restricted.
Yeah.
There's no restrictions on them. That was a blessing in disguise for us, you know? And so we found that out by casting our lead talent, John Burdell. That's how we found that out. Because like when he came to the audition, like, it was just like, you gotta be kidding me. This guy is amazing, you know? And it's like, you can do indie projects? And then after looking him up, like, look at his resume on IMDb and his credits, like, man.
I mean, you know, it was cool. Cause, you know, John is like, there were people when they saw his picture, they said, oh, I know him. He's a very familiar face that if you love Lifetime, that's what he does a lot. But
a lot of Lifetime.
Since we started working with him,
Nancy Drew.
John's been doing like stuff with Marvel. He was in stuff with Marvel, you know.
With Doom Patrol. I mean,
he did DC. something with Winter Soldier, Captain America, Winter Soldier, something like that. He was in one of those series with the Black Captain America.
Yeah,
I mean, something Marvel. But anyway, and then, you know, then he did Doom Patrol, which is DC. DC, that's DC. You know what
DC
I mean?
Comics,
he had a major role. Yeah, he was major in
and
that.
So he was on
Nancy Drew. He was in the recent
TV projects, you know, like NBC, ABC, all that kind of stuff, plus, you know, Lifetime. So, I mean, that's his career. His career has been TV, Hollywood, you know, movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nancy Drew, he landed that. I mean, he does a lot. I mean, the guy's always busy. You know what I mean?
So we knew John since 2013. So when it came to Dark Prince, when it was time to do that in 2017, it was like a no-brainer that he's our guy. No brainer.
And I want to also mention, it wasn't just John. You know, we have Alan Parada. We have
Danny Chung.
We have Antonio.
Antonio, you know, Dilemma.
Dilemma, yeah. I mean, he was in This Is Us?
He's in This Is Us.
He's in Amsterdam now. I mean, we had, Xavier
he does
Christian
a lot of new Netflix stuff.
From Paris and over his, in that area, he's pretty well known, a director, actor.
Yeah.
Lloyd Dean, Philosopher, you know, she did stuff.
Yeah, she's international
with,
model.
TV and stuff like that, international model. Mm-hmm. So we had so many talents. I mean, all of our main cast and B were all professional people who have impressive resumes.
Yeah.
I've looked at your trailer and seen some of it. And so it is very well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's why I want to know, how did you get this done as an indie film company? Right. Legend Studio.
Man, it was like you said earlier, it was faith.
Yeah.
Our faith. And just doing what faith and favor, you know? You know,
faith and favor. Antoinette, make faith, a t-shirt.
Yeah, faith and favor.
Yeah, faith and favor.
Yeah, thank you. That is a t-shirt.
Every story, you know, I'm careful to give God the praise.
Yes.
For how he taught me to direct and the directing skills that he gave me for his glory, that this movie's come out to look like it, that it, what it looks like, you know, with the cinematographer that he also, you know, put in my life, blessed me to work with, who was also very good. Phenomenal
very good
at what he does. It was just that collaboration, you know, and working to get the vision, and when it comes down to the lighting and the story and all that stuff, God be the glory. That's what it was. And I always give God the glory and praise for his the Holy Spirit's brilliant directing. You know, what I mean, through this, that's what it turned out. That's what we got.
That is the truth. We couldn't have done it without God.
Without God and thank you.
I don't want the Lord to take away from
none
me.
None of it. Lynn.
I don't want what I was about to say. The Lord gives, the Lord take away.
He will.
Yeah.
I'm always careful to give God the praise. I'm like, Lord, I do not want him to take this from me, what he giving me, you know, and to us. Yeah,
you all have. So you got The Dark Prince. That's out. Where can people find it now? And then tell me what you got coming next.
Well, people can find it on our streaming platform, Legend Plus. Again, that's spelled LEGIND+.com. You can find our first movie there, our short film there. And now we're actually starting to get other content for the streaming platform as far as like inspirational shows such as this, you know, on the platform. So you can go there and you can rent the movie. It's on pay-per-view on Legend Plus, Dark Prince, or what have you. Yeah.
The score too, the soundtrack.
Yes,
the musical soundtrack.
Both of them. Yeah. Yes, the score is available on Spotify. I believe YouTube as well, and Amazon Music. You could find the score and the title "Dark Prince" soundtrack on there.
How can they find you too to be able to send a message, say hi?
You say you can.
We erased ourselves from everything. So, you know, it's like,
you go to Legend Studios and legendstudios.com. Also, you asked what we have coming up next. Well, our next film is Chronicles of David. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a long-awaited film that the faith-based community has been looking for, you know. And we're a little more edgier filmmakers. So our Chronicle of David is really going to be the story of David.
David was something else.
Yes.
Uncensored.
Exactly. It's going to be minus the soft porn,
we don't do none of that.
You know, we don't need to, you know, you can tell a story without all of
that. Yeah. You know, since you mentioned that, that's what makes our films different. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Even though we're Christians, right? You know, we don't, our movies are more like mainstream. Like you just watch it. It'll be up against Top Gun, against anything. And I think the Lord gave us a brilliant way to bring his message into the kingdom to the world, and it could be received. Oh, that's a great movie. Let me think about that. Oh, I like how they did that. You know, because the way that the Lord does it, he does it in such an entertaining way. You see what I'm saying? That people just receive it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they don't even know they're receiving the word. They're receiving Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And the message of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And don't even know that they're receiving it because it's so good. It's so the production is above the line and the way it should be. You know what I mean? So excellent that, you know, it stand up to Star Wars
anything.
And aliens out there.
Yeah,
you know?
So Chronicle of David is going to be.
Think about
Lynn.
About Gladiator. I don't know if you've ever seen Gladiator. Have you ever seen Gladiator? Braveheart?
Yes.
You know, yes. It's going to be on the line.
That's how we're going to do that. And this film, Lynn, is like going to run us $25 million to do it because it has to be done right. You know, we are seeking Oscar Isaac. He is one of the pilot, the main pilot in the Star Wars, the latest Star Wars movie, Oscar Isaac. We're seeking him to play the role of David. So, you know, definitely $25 million is going to cost us. So we're starting a fundraising for this movie. So all the information is on our website. The page is up there now. And we just figure, you know, it's a lot of believers out there. And if we get 500,000 believers just to donate $50, then we done raised $25 million right there.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So the fundraiser is...
Fundraiser. So you folks hear that, you can support. You're going to have, you're going to be getting started with that soon.
Yes. Oh yes. That's coming up soon. And we're also, Lynn, doing a concert. We're going to do a 7-city comedy tour and a 7-city, what is it? Concert, gospel concert. So God be the glory. If anybody know this name, Guy Tori, he has, he's a great commission with Fat Comedy. I'm sorry. Comedian. And yes. Yep. And he, his Fat Tuesday, we are now joining forces to do a clean comedy tour to raise funds for Chronicles of David. So that is in the making as we speak.
And I'll also mention to those who support, crazy incentives.
Yeah.
Crazy incentives. Because let's face it, people who don't want to do anything don't get that. Right. Out of it, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I won't get out of it. Well, you get a whole lot of it. I mean,
just whole visit lot. The website.
From just $50, there's just basic incentives up to, you know, executive producer credit, up to being in the film, up to winning crazy. We're going to give away cars.
Drawings.
We plan on giving away cars and a lot of great things so that people will be able to, you know.
Exactly.
This is going to be the biggest incentive program.
Feel like they're a part of it. Yes.
Yeah, we want them to be because when you visit the website, it says a fan-based company. Right. We want the fans to be a part. And we're even, you know, we're once we do our videos and stuff, we're going to, hey, what do you think about this? We're thinking about doing this for the movie. We want y'all suggestions.
We're going to do events for our supporters.
Yes, we are.
Just for our supporters.
Just for them.
Like Comic-Con. Think of Comic-Con, where we'll have the actors there. I mean, big people. I mean, networking.
If award shows.
One of the incentives of being a supporter is the network capabilities that this thing is going to do to plug people, because we want to also be a catalyst for other filmmakers.
That's right.
That's what our vision is, our desire is, and to because we know the industry enough about it, and we know that that's not where you want to go. I would say to anybody who, you know, thinking of going the traditional way, and it keep coming back to us. People in Hollywood keep telling
us, don't
look more than one person.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing it where you're doing it, because okay, because this thing, man, okay. And I believe that the Lord, you know, He's the one who created the arts and everything.
Yes.
So, you know, this is an opportunity for so many people. So,
yeah.
But it's going
to
be awesome.
It's so much, Lynn. We're going to have to come back.
Yes, you'll come back and keep us up to date with what's going on with Legend Studios, with Apostle Dwayne and Lady Antoinette. But right now, we want you to make sure that you check out New World Order.
Check out New World Order. I mean, you won't be disappointed. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie. It is a dystopian thriller.
Yeah.
Like Hunger Games, like The Maze Runner, like any of those Divergent. If you like anything like that, trust me, this is not a religious film the way that you people would think.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. You'll enjoy it. And guess what? This is blazing the trail for our series of New World Order.
Gonna hit Legend Plus.
We're gonna do our original series in New Order. That's what we're thinking for our platform. I mean, it's gonna be totally crazy.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
Well, I thank you for joining me today on this episode, and we appreciate you. And we will check back in with you to get an update.
Yes, indeed, we will definitely be keeping in touch with the McCoys, founders of Legend Studios out in Phoenix, Arizona. And audience, I want to thank you for joining us today, but I want you to also make sure that you subscribe, and you can download for free. All of that is free, so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. Now, if you'd like to reach me, you want to connect with me, you can find me on X, formerly Twitter, at Lynn Woods, that's LINWOODS, or Instagram or TikTok at Lynn Woods 96, or LinkedIn or Facebook at Lynn, LIN, last name Woods, WOODS. DS. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. I'm Lynn. God bless.